This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Lineup is complete. Dougster is here, or Dougie, as Jennifer likes to refer to me. Victoria Keelan is here, Jennifer Horn. Victoria, how do you, when I'm not listening, how do you refer to me? You just call me
Captain
Doug.
Captain Curmudgeon.
Captain Curmudgeon, that's right, yes. All right, let's see what I can do not to earn that today. Kara Schillen is here. What do you call me? Well, you pretty much call me what you were thinking.
I don't think it's safe for air what she calls you when you're not
around. Oh, please. Oh, my heavens. All right. Let's get to people in the news. The rapper B.O.B. All right. Who's the expert on this fellow? Flat Earth Bob, also known as B.O.B. is a.k.a. Flat Earth Bob. He has launched, as of yesterday, a GoFundMe page to answer the question, is the world flat or not? He wants people to understand that he's right and the rest of the world is wrong. He's pre-Galilean. You know what that means, Kara? What is his thinking?
It means he's wrong.
He's before Galilean.
It means he's wrong. That's all that means.
What did Galileo do?
He said that the Earth went around the sun, and it's round.
Yes, it did. And it still does, as a matter of fact. He's been doing it a long time. So where has Flat Earth Bob been all these years?
Well, he thinks it's a lie. He just thinks it's a conspiracy theory because he can't see the curve when he looks like into the distance. He only sees flat.
How much one toke over the line is this guy?
What if he's right?
What? Okay.
I think that we should send all these people into space so they can see, but then just have the spaceship keep going and not come back.
Mm. He's been hosting for a long time a Twitter battle with Neil deGrasse Tyson. I never pronounced the guy's name right. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Right.
Over the shape of the Earth. So the fundraiser, the campaign on GoFundMe has got $1,700 in it so far.
Doesn't he want to launch a satellite to prove it?
Yes.
I think that's why he wants the GoFundMe.
He wants $200,000. By the way, of that $1,756, $1,000 of it was his. But there are some others
putting his money where his mouth is.
Who agree with him, apparently. Sherry Shepherd.
Oh, boy.
Don't forget Shaq, too. Didn't Shaq say because he could see the same moon or because his GPS, I don't know, something about a GPS, he thought it was flat?
Shaq was hilarious, though.
Didn't they ask how far away, if he thought that, like, I don't know.
He said that in Atlanta that he's closer to the moon because he can see the moon, but he can't see California. So he says Atlanta's closer to the moon than California
is. That was it. Yep.
Yeah.
Really?
That's hilarious.
So who's Tila Tequila?
Oh,
tequila. Tequila?
Tequila, her too. Who is she? Tila Tequila.
Nobody's relevant.
Now that I'm hearing this
she's relevant to this because she's on the list of celebrities who thinks that B.O.B., Flat Earth Bob, is right.
Well, I'm now completely in favor of Kara's idea of putting all of these yahoos on a spaceship and getting rid of them.
Yes.
If you saw Tila Tequila, Doug, I mean, you
really
would just shake your head.
Would I?
She's a trashy reality star from 10 years ago. None of these people have done anything in 10 years.
She was a porn star.
Yeah, plus other things, yeah.
Really? Pretty interesting ideas.
This is the equivalent of Colin Kaepernick taking a knee to save his career. This is literally the space version of these people trying to be relevant.
She's been convicted of shoplifting. Not that that changes her ability to think things through.
Oh, okay.
But I want to know how people like this even get a... How do they get a platform? That's
they
what
make
I want
one.
To know.
They say something outrageous, and they make
a platform. Well, okay, so let's all of us say something outrageous. starting with you, Jennifer. Say, let's see if we can say something outrageous, and then with all the listeners, we have somebody bound.
No level of fame is worth it for me to say something, to present myself as being a dope. I mean, these people are doing stupid things.
All right. So you're not taking me up on
I'm not taking me up on that
either, Victoria, right?
Yeah, nope.
Okay, he's not going to do that.
Not Kara? Interested.
No.
Pass. Right.
Really? Are there any politicians who are in on this? I'm looking around for somebody else.
Hopefully none that are in elected seats, because, I mean, that would be disappointing.
Well, this is really... Take a deep breath. There are little people with little minds, and there are big people with big minds who are in... political prominence, shall we say. All right, so there it is. The Flat Earth Society is alive and well. Boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles. Next up on the list of people in the news, Eminem. Now, Eminem does not believe in the same theory that we... actually, Eminem is a sort of side path to this story. There is an investigation that has been done, the results released yesterday, into the favorite music of psychopaths. And apparently what has been thought to this point is that the theme from Silence of the Lambs or A Clockwork Orange were the music musical items that most psychopaths liked. Apparently, the study of 200 people who are psychopaths listening to 260 different songs, those who had the highest psychopathic score liked Eminem's Lose Yourself best. Now, I can't tell you.
I can see that. Can you pull that up, Kara?
Lose Yourself.
Yeah. It's definitely one of his most famous songs. It went to the movie 8 Mile. It's an angry beat. It's a, like, I could see why a psychopath would like it. It's very syncopated.
Yeah. It's like a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now, also in this list, Blackstreet, No Diggity.
Oh, I love this song. Yeah, I hope I'm not a psychopath.
They're going after my playlist.
Seriously, you have to be a psychopath to listen to that.
I believe that according to the study, which was done, by the way, at NYU, that these people who are psychopathic, they are not getting to be psychopaths by listening to this music, but they like it.
They prefer.
They prefer it, right, yes.
Huh. Do you have No Diggity, Kara?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'm a psychopath then.
This has been my jam for a long time. I love this song.
Your jam?
Yes. I like the way you work it. No
diggity. I've got to bag it up. I like the way you people across the psychopathic spectrum. Now that they've had what they did, New York University decided to put some graduate students on this study in order to get a grant to study psychopaths more, and the people, whoever they are that are responsible, I wouldn't be surprised if this was some kind of government study, although it may come from some of the private institutions that are, you know, like the Carnegie Foundation, the Mellon Foundation, all these people put up money for college grants to study various things. And so maybe that's where, I don't know exactly who's going to fund the study, but now there will be this year a major study in which thousands of people across the spectrum of the psychopathical world will be quizzed on their musical tastes.
So does Charles Manson only like his own music? I wonder, I mean, there's some real psychopaths out there.
Yeah.
I wonder what they would actually say. Although they don't get to listen to music in high security prison, do they?
Right. I don't think so. What about, like, in the movies when, like, the axe murderer is, like, eating his victim? He always has classical on.
That's true. Unless that American Psycho had a thing about Phil Collins.
That makes me crazy.
That was the whole business, when you look at or listen to some of this music that they put forth. There were only 200 people in the study, listened to 260 different songs. Now they're going to broaden the number of people. 2,000 people are going to be in the next study, and they'll be listening to 400 songs. So, you can hardly wait for the results of that study. It's 16 past the hour in the DJV experience.
Medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other research and supply, see website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4747 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4747. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4747.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, D and G and V on the morning program that lots of people listen to.
Who's the G?
I don't know, I just made that up.
I was like, do we have a new invisible friend?
This is Morning Show Host Appreciation Day, so it's time for all of us to appreciate each other and to appreciate what it is that we have for skill. What is that?
Wow.
For this?
Morning show host day dedicated toward watching and appreciating your morning talk show host before you go to work. Watching is not anything to watch here. You wouldn't.
Well, mind. I mean, there's TV morning hosts.
Yeah, but they don't count. There's no, it started on the radio, as so many other things have
right.
done. So the appreciation will be shown for the people who've been around the longest and have the most success. Here I am. Hello. No dinner, no award, nothing. Just lots of people who listen every day. It's also Crush a Can Day. How do you do that? What do you do? Stick it between
crush
your legs. Hold it in your hands.
It Some strong guys can stress. Crush it from end to end.
Yeah.
I can't.
I have been able to. I can. It depends. Well, my hands aren't big enough. I can do it if I can get them in my hands. But remember the old small tomato cans you used to get when you were flying? Those I can crush.
Tomato cans.
Tomato cans?
They're tomato juice. Tomato juice used to come
like
in
the
small
oh, yeah.
cans.
Yeah, those little cans. Yeah.
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 yeah. Those I can do. I can't.
I was just picturing can. Exploding cans of tomatoes everywhere.
So you're like a mini bodybuilder is what you're saying.
What you do is you don't, yeah, you don't crush them when there's something in it. That's not a smart
right.
idea.
Right.
Although there are these people that you see every once in a while that get watermelons between their legs and squeeze them. And
I've not seen that, but wow.
Messy. It's also Ancestor Appreciation Day. This is a day to encourage people to not only research their ancestors. Have you looked at, have you ever, I started looking at this Ancestry DNA and what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You realize how complicated that all is?
You
I started
spit in a cup.
Yeah.
No. There's a whole big deal when you sign up to do that online. You have to start an account. It's really, I started doing it. I thought, I can do it.
Wait, which one
stuff.
Are you doing? Because I think Jen and I did. Oh, Ancestry.com.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
21 past the hour on the DJ, say it again, Doug, DJV show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Never judge a book by its cover. That's good advice. Steven Tyler from Aerosmith on his Twitter account saying that Aerosmith is canceling the last four shows of their South American tour because of unexpected, unspecified medical problems. As part of his, quote, immediate care, the doctors have advised that Tyler can't travel and can't perform. He said, quote, please don't worry. I'm not in a life-threatening condition, but I need to deal with this right away and get some rest and medical care immediately in order to sustain and maintain my future performances. Shows in Brazil and Chile, Argentina and Mexico have been canceled. He said, quote, I'll be back. And Arnold Schwarzenegger was standing next to him. He said, health does not wait. Something even I can't schedule around our shows. His rep added, Stephen is expected to make a full recovery with proper rest and treatment. He'll be back on his feet soon. So does he have a history of any medical problems that we know of? I'm not a big close follower of Aerosmith or Steven Tyler.
Not that I know of, but this kind of sounds like some sort of treatable cancer, right? I mean, that's kind of how it reads to me. I mean, they haven't...
What kind of shape is he in? Does he have any? What is his drug abuse reality?
I'm sure.
I don't think so anymore.
Not anymore, but like I think everyone in the 70s was doing lots of stuff, right?
Right.
There's a lot of hard living. If you look at him, there's a lot of hard living going on.
Yeah. Are we playing the song "Dude Looks Like a Lady"?
No, this one is "Ragdoll."
Oh, what happened to "Dude"?
Well,
like
I came in with that one.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah. You know where he started saying, dude looks like a lady?
Must have been half of what I heard. All right, so there's that cancellation. Next cancellation in the music world comes from TLC, who has been forced to postpone planning. This is a month-long European tour, so this has more impact because there are four dates canceled by Aerosmith. How many dates on this European tour do we know for the month between mid-October and mid-November? That's supposed to start in Hamburg, TLC. So this is a the guy who leads, who's T-Boz in the scheme of things with TLC? Is he the lead singer?
It's a woman.
Oh, T-Boz
is
a woman?
Jen's, okay. This is Jen's bag, so.
Yeah, she is a woman, and she's the T of TLC. It was T-Boz, Left Eye Lopez, and Chili.
Left and Eye Lopez sounds like a gangster in an Italian movie. She's dead.
Tread lightly, because she's died. Right. She died, yeah.
Right. Does that change
a car accident.
Who she was? Yeah, okay.
No, she just always would wear, like, a condom over her left eye, or her right eye, or whatever.
She'd wear a condom over her eye?
Yeah.
How do you
like
do that?
Like an eye patch. Like
maybe
a decorative
you do
eye
that,
patch.
Ben, it'll protect you.
Yeah. I know, I could do that, maybe. Start a conversation.
Protect her from what?
My eyeball.
Yeah, all of the stuff that happens to her eyeball.
Just thinking it might be. So, okay. Never mind. Okay. So, she's suffering from severe physical pain because she, what, you said she was a car accident? Cervical disc problems? Is that what happened?
No. Lisa Left Eye Lopez died in a car accident. T-Boz was not in a car accident, but she has apparently some major back issues and disc issues, and that's now causing her to have to just cancel the whole tour.
Hmm.
She's
sick.
Yeah, she has sickle cell, and I don't know if that's related, but she has been apparently working with an orthopedic surgeon, so hopefully they'll be back soon.
Yes, I wouldn't want to.
This is their big comeback after like 10 or 12 years, right?
I saw them in concert 2 years ago, and they're still really, really good. They dance a lot, sing a lot. I mean, they're really, really good still in concert.
I wonder if we can get them to perform with Johnny Mathis. 28 past the hour on the DJB experience.
You are more than what you do. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. It's hard to make mistakes. It's hard to mess up, especially if you know your potential or believe you could have done better. One of the more harmful things you can do to yourself psychologically, however, is start to believe that because you mess up, that you are somehow messed up. You're not. You're not what you do. We all make mistakes. It doesn't matter where we are in life. It doesn't matter how much experience we have or how much we think we should perform a task perfectly. It's not possible to perform perfectly all the time. And it's really important for you to not get down on yourself when you mess up. Instead of being hard on yourself, focus on learning and growing from this moment forward. You are more than what you do, so be easier on yourself when you make mistakes. For support along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free? That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hour now on the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here on air. Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I want to say hi to Hannah Buchanan, who is listening in Cincinnati. Everybody say hi to Hannah. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. And to Jody Meeker also, who is a listener that listens on in the old area, Northwest Ohio, where I went to school. I'm looking at a couple of Ohioans. And so Jody is from the other part of the state. How do you do? Nice to have you along with us here on the DJV ride. Get to the sports news in a moment. First, though, an overview of what's going on in Puerto Rico, or at least trying to figure out who's doing what with whom. Puerto Rico, as you know, is a protectorate of the United States. So we are in charge of fixing things, apparently. And looking at all of the mess that's there, I saw one person say that it was on the state of Puerto Rico, because that's what they call it, is on the brink of a humanitarian crisis because of the monstrous impact of Hurricane Maria. There is still no power on the island. There's no water, really. There's no fuel. There haven't been any ships that have been able to bring fuel in and foodstuffs as well. The airport apparently isn't open yet. So they down there feel like they've been abandoned. So what's the problem? What is there a fight as to who's supposed to be there? The hospitals are full of sick people.
Well, it was already in really bad shape.
Yeah, it was bankrupt.
I mean, the electrical grid was old. As a state, they were bankrupt. They have all these loans out with Wall Street that they haven't repaid yet. And then you had Hurricane Irma that went through with all of these really strong winds that knocked out power to a third of the island. And then you had Hurricane Maria come through with water and wind and knocked the rest of the island out. And without power, you're not able to clean water. You're not able to do a lot of things, and the people that are still there are relying on generators, and getting gas over to them is now becoming a problem. So I think we really are misunderstanding the scope of how bad things are in Puerto Rico. It seems like a lot of the news media got there this week to start actually showing the images and what actually is going on, and it's a mess. It's
why
really
would it have taken the news media that is so intense?
I don't know that they could have gotten in there. I think there was an issue. I think some of them had to boat in. I mean, there are just real problems with getting in there.
Anybody go over there on an inner tube?
I don't know, but Geraldo's there.
He must have used an inner tube. Don't you remember the reference to the inner tube comes from all the Cubans who floated over to...
Elian Gonzalez came over on a tire.
On a tire.
Jeez.
All right,
but yeah,
so,
I mean, it is really bad, and there are a lot of, you know, diabetics who can't get their insulin. I mean, it's, you know, I think it was yesterday the governor of Puerto Rico said, you know, people are starting to die now, and this is, you know, this is really, really bad.
Yep, not good.
So I almost thought of you. I almost called you the other day, Victoria, yesterday. I was watching either Fox or CNN. Those are the two I go back to during the day, and they were showing the rescue efforts in Mexico. Did you happen to see them pull a chihuahua out of the rubble in Mexico after the earthquake?
No. Was he okay?
He was fine.
Aww.
But I totally thought of you. I was like, oh, my gosh, there's Victoria right there.
Pulling chihuahuas out of rubble.
So apparently what's going on, people, there are tens of thousands of people at the San Juan Airport who are waiting to catch the next flight out and not come back. So the governor of Puerto Rico fears a mass exodus because people have no place to live. They have no jobs to go to. They have no money. So because
of
this...
A lot of them have family in Miami, too, trying to get to
Florida. And half of them don't even have drinking water. So, I mean, when you think about the people that are still there, it is just... I mean, if you stay, you're going to die.
Unless you've been there, you don't have any idea what circumstances like this are, especially in the modern era. People just don't have any understanding of what it's like to have nothing. I guess this points to, in a way, how we, all of us in the world, or most people in the world, in the modern Western world, have become so connected to or so dependent on technology or things that are provided for us that we don't know how to make it on our own. And that doesn't say, you know, how are you going to go out and find water? Well, there are probably sources for the water. There are probably sources for going out into the middle of the woods and eating berries or whatever off of trees. But it's not something that we're taught. We don't know how to do that sort of thing. We're so dependent on the infrastructure that has been created for us. When something like this happens that wipes out the infrastructure, it wipes out humanity, in a sense. So there's a fellow that's a prof from the University of Illinois who studies the economic impact of disasters. He tracked Katrina evacuees after the storm in New Orleans. And the research indicates that about a third of the people who move away come back. Otherwise, the rest of them leave and they never come back. And that was one of the things that we noted. A lot of people from New Orleans went over to Houston. And now the people who went... And people who were there in Houston looking for elsewhere. Houston was in the top 10 as far as populations are concerned in our country. And I'm going to bet after this all the dust settles, the water goes away, that Houston will no longer be in the top 10 because people move out and they'll go somewhere else. Some people will want to stay because it's their home. Others who are transients, businesses wiped out. There are all kinds of. Houston was the second biggest insurance city in the country after Hartford. More insurance companies headquartered in Houston than any other city in the country except for Hartford. So it would be interesting to see what happens to that industry and so many others. I wouldn't want to go through it. Would you? Then think about it.
I
Your whole life is uprooted. It's free. All right. Food for thought. The Navy says it's going to make more leadership changes after these ships crashing into other objects, other ships in the Pacific. Admiral Scott Swift plans to retire as commander of the Pacific Fleet. He was passed over for a higher command. I guess that's the indication that it's time for you to move on. The world's largest fleet command, 200 ships, 1,200 aircraft, 130,000 sailors. Most senior Navy official to step down after the John McCain collided with an oil and chemical tanker. 10 sailors died on that ship. 7 other sailors died in the Fitzgerald crash, USS Fitzgerald. So Swift relieved Vice Admiral Joseph O'Coin as the commander days after the incident, and then now he's been removed. So it just goes up. What's that, the trickle-down or the trickle-up theory? And you wonder, does that fix the problem? Who knows? But we got a lot of hardware out there that needs to be protected. So this is something you can expect. That's how they do this. That's how they go about fixing these problems under the circumstances. Everybody say hi to listener Daryl Nauer. This is a great... I know a lot of Germans, so I know how to pronounce K-N-A-U-E-R. So, hi, Daryl.
Hi, Daryl. Hi, no. Daryl.
Everybody says hi to you. In a moment, we check into the sports desk. A lot of interesting things going on, including the basketball coaches that are in federal custody facing charges in what prosecutors say is a widespread investigation into fraud and the corruption. Jennifer has that for us right after this.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
All right, let's make it 45 after the hour. Where's the sports theme? I want to have the sports theme.
It is. You're listening
right
to
here.
It.
That is?
Yeah.
I thought we had something else that was much cornier than that, but apparently not.
Well, the beginning is a little corny, but then the end part's fine.
Got it. All right. So Aaron Judge has passed Mark McGwire's record. He's 6'7", weighs 300 pounds. He's a rookie, plays for the Yankees. Looks like a football player, not a baseball player.
He's big,
yeah, that's huge for baseball.
Big guy. Yeah, it is. He's hard to get around. Anyway, he tied Mark McGwire's record, and then he hit one more home run. So he's made 50 home runs for this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the and so he beats Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, Barry Bonds. No player has hit more home runs than Judge in his rookie season.
Hmm.
So he's
good for him.
He early on in the season, or last season, I guess he didn't do too well.
He's pretty shaky, yeah.
Yeah, right. So
he made up for it.
Yeah.
I mean, his at-bats were pretty much like a 50-50 chance of striking out. Right. So.
Okay. All right, Jen, what's the story with this corruption in the NCAA?
10 people involved in college basketball are being charged with bribery, corruption, oh, and nothing, fraud by the FBI, including NCAA assistant coaches at Oklahoma State, Auburn, Arizona, and in my hometown, Los Angeles, USC, coaches at some of the nation's top programs soliciting and accepting cash bribes, and managers and financial advisors circling blue chip prospects like Coyotes, employees of one of the world's largest sportswear companies, secretly funneled cash to the families of some of these high school recruits, according to the Southern District of New York, U.S. District Attorney June H. Kim. This was in a press conference the other day. Now, Lamont Evans of Oklahoma State University, Chuck Person of Auburn, Emmanuel Richardson of University of Arizona, and Tony Bland of USC are all named in court documents. According to the criminal complaints, sports agents and advisors were giving coaches cash bribes as much as $100,000. To push college athletes to hire them. Court documents said that coaches have enormous influence over the student athletes who play for them. Coaches have exercised that influence by steering players and their families to retain particular advisors, not because of the merits of those advisors, but because the coaches were getting a kickback and being bribed by the advisors to do so. Advisors and agents are also accused of paying high school athletes and their families to get them to commit to certain schools. This has been going on, this bribery investigation, since 2015. And according to NBC News, arrests were made by the FBI across the country Monday into Tuesday mornings. So this is a big story, and not the first time you've heard about the corruption going on in college sports.
Oh, yeah. And this is bad. I mean,
basketball. Correct. These people.
Well, football, too. I mean, my friend's uncle played football for Auburn and was one of their star players, and he got a brand new car and his...
Yeah, the corruption is...
Remember Pete Carroll? Pete Carroll at USC with, what's his name, was it Reggie Bush? I think it was Reggie Bush.
Yeah, he got a house.
Yeah, who got all this stuff for playing college football.
Yep.
Great system of values we have
in
our country. All right, Victoria, what's the story? ESPN is going to check out a different kind of rating system. I guess they don't like what Nielsen, and I don't, Nielsen does the radio ratings, and they suck at that, so I'm guessing the TV rating system sucks as well.
I mean, you guys have been in the radio business for a long time.
She's referring to you and me, Jennifer.
But I'm just saying.
Been around a while.
Let me rephrase. You guys have been in radio that has been rated with ratings. I come from satellite. There are no ratings. So ratings are something I've never really had to deal with. But what I'm asking, though, is how many Nielsen families do you guys know?
None.
Because I only know one.
Never.
And no, I don't know. And my whole life, I've never known a Nielsen family until recently.
I've never known anybody who filled out a rating book for a radio. Never mind for television.
Right. I don't even understand. It's like it's a ghost. I don't even believe they're real. But ESPN is the reason that they're testing out a new rating system is because you blame the millennials. They've cut the cable cord and they're using streaming services, and none of those things are accounted for in the traditional Nielsen ratings. So now they've teamed up and they're starting a new pilot program. So they're going to be testing ratings on ESPN.com, all the streaming services, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, Roku, all those things. And they're doing the one day later, the one week later, and 3 weeks later, which apparently among millennials is when they get around to watching stuff, which is kind of true.
Damn it, Tara, you're really a pain. You cause so many problems.
So ESPN says that they're trying to stay at the forefront and figure out exactly who's watching and when.
All right, I know who's listening. Joe Loverty, L-O-V-E-R-T. We should have some prizes for people who are checking in. There's a little... Hi, Joe. It's 10 before the hour. This is, along with all of us, Joe, listening to the DJV show.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now. Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, and the Twitter story of the day. And who's getting into the electric car business may surprise you. Maybe I'll give you a, here's a hint. Is that a good hint or not? That could be a hint.
Well,
isn't that kind of a hint? It's kind of a hint. Our technology segment brought to you by ZipRecruiter, ZipRecruiter.com. It is. That's a good hint.
It's not, because here's the thing. The company, never mind.
The company is responsible for products now that do.
Right, but the company specifically doesn't make that sound. That's literally part of, like, their design. So that's right.
So the stuff they make now doesn't make that sound.
It doesn't make that sound.
Contrary to other, other types of equipment that
products.
Are similar to that, that do
right.
sound like that.
It's going to be the worst lead up ever. Yes.
Okay.
Continue.
Excuse me. The folks at ZipRecruiter are happy to hear that they're sponsoring the report.
I'm sure they're thrilled.
Okay. So, what do we do with ZipRecruiter? Well, ZipRecruiter is a way for you to get new people. Actually, this company, because they're expanding, is to do more than is going to have new employees for their expanded business. And I'm going to bet you that Dyson will use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV in order to get their new people. Don't kid yourself. There are lots of good jobs around. Don't listen to those people. I can't find a job. Sure you can. If you're not finding a job, you're not trying. And so if you really are interested in finding a new job, need a new job, or you're at the other end of the spectrum and you need to find somebody really good who's out there, you don't know where all the best people are, Populate your search by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. And the reason you do that is because first time you use ZipRecruiter will be without charge. It'll be free. ZipRecruiter, posting your job opportunity to hundreds of job sites. All you have to do is click once. That's it. And then their technology, their software will very efficiently match the right person to your job. This happens every day, all day, with ZipRecruiter.com. This is better than any other company of its type. You don't have to fiddle around with emails and stuff. They bring the candidates to you. You'll love it. Check it out. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use ZipRecruiter free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Okay, do we do the...
We might as well.
First?
I mean, we've had so much buildup, yes.
Yes, right.
Well, that sound that Doug keeps making is the sound of a vacuum cleaner in his mind. However, the real story is Dyson, the British vacuum cleaner with the very pompous guy who's the engineer who does all the ads. Mm-hmm. Well, they are getting into the electric car business. And James Dyson, who's the chief engineer, the guy that you see in the TV commercials, he told employees that the company is investing $2.7 billion to build their first electric vehicle by 2020. They're hoping that this is the reason they're getting into it, which is interesting. They have, which in the marketplace it's done very well, their advanced battery system that they've created for the Dyson vacuums and the hairdryer and everything else they have, they now say that that is going to give them an edge in the electric car business. So they're, of course, among many companies who are starting to dip their toe into those waters. And, of course, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has repeatedly said that his company welcomes all newcomers, and he thinks that no matter what, it's great for business to have more people making electric cars. He actually recently sent a tweet chiding Mercedes-Benz for only spending $1 billion and not $10 billion in their electric car and battery efforts at their Alabama plant. So apparently Elon Musk is happy that Dyson's getting on board with this.
There you go. All right, Twitter thinks they ought to expand from 140 to 280 characters. What's that going to do for us?
Well, Twitter is now trying to keep up with Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat, where you can have much longer messages and a lot you can express yourself in a much, you know, more in a grander way. And so now they've decided they're doubling their 140 characters to 280 characters, and they're testing it out with a small group. And apparently they've been under a lot of pressure to do something new because Twitter's numbers have really fallen off. And one of the reasons for it, the only markets that have actually increased are Japan, China, and Korea. And the reason for that, they found out, is because those characters don't take up nearly as much space as if you write in English, French, Irish, or Italian, or whatever else. So, so that's why they're expanding to 280. We'll see if it works.
Yes, we will. All right, there we have it, the tech report. 59 past the hour.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.